In that blinding shaft of yellow light, Dirk sings from the Gospel of the Unknown, backed by the Kronos Quartet. Dirk sings, "Someone's always fucking with my mirrors," and the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got a vote on that?
Yeah.
All right.
Very touching scene,
though. Like
And during the long hours on the road, Dirk composed songs to tunes he could not identify and so worried he had stolen them unconsciously. Someone's always fucking with my mirrors.
I'm traveling my car and I'm really covering ground. And there's a car ahead that I'd like to get around. But when I try to check behind, I might as well be blind, cause someone's always fucking with my mirrors. Nothing ever is as it appears. Everything's out of whack. It's difficult to look back, cause someone's always fucking with my mirrors. I'm docking a speeding car that's hauling ass. Then it seems too slow, so I decide to pass. Hidden grill lights bid me to stop. It's a goddamn unmarked cop, and someone's always fucking with my mirrors. Nothing ever is as it appears. Laws produce the crime. Then cops make us do the time, cause someone's always fucking with my mirrors.
Where's the link?
Hey, he sings pretty good for a deaf guy.
Go ahead, let's do the beer. Verily.
Oh no, we're trapped in that. You can also click on, if you get trapped in something that scares you, you can always go to the buttons at the bottom.
Chapter the sixth, to be written by disciples variously deranged upon the death, reported or actual, of Dirk. Each word is a separate link.
Disciple
Dirk.
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 Dirk. Dirk. Hermeneutics. From a fraud or from God, an hermeneutical investigation of the Gospel of the Unknown by Professor Max Blatzcroft Heim Mersberger Kopf Kinson BAMS MDiv THD PhD. It takes not a whit of intelligence to ask the intelligence question, such as, where are the missing pages of the second book of signs, and why are they missing? The more radical and more interesting query would be, where are the missing pages of the Gospel of the Unknown? Forgive me, gentle readers. I know that dropping such a bombshell without providing adequate warning is somewhat unfair. You have not heard about the Gospel's missing pages. Do not be hard on yourselves. No one else had heard either until, like you, they read the words above, which instantly demolished what had been a tidy, understandable universe. Proof! Admittedly, most of what follows is conjecture, bolstered by circumstantial evidence. However, and as a point of entry, simply consider the fact that it has always been more or less inconceivable that the gospel has come to us was in any way close to being the complete record of the revelations of Dirk Stratton, blessed be his name, that such a fragmentary, disjointed mishmash of seemingly random musings represents the totality of the sublime teachings of our divine emissary, speak his name with reverence, is simply not credible. The gospel author knew Dirk. Chapter 86 outlines my position on the quotation marks conundrum controversy. Or, as some has suggested, actually was Dirk, exalted be his name, seems even more incredible. In fact, I would go as far as to declare such a belief to be tantamount to slander, perhaps even heresy.